Adam Driver had to act out oral sex and sing at the same time for his new movie with Marion Cotillard. Victoria's Secret model Bridget Malcolm says she was told to do drugs and have sex to lose weight while she was underage. And as bad behavior on airlines skyrockets, BuzzFeed's David Mack talks flying post-pandemic and why you may be in for a bumpy ride.
It's July 7th, 2021. Hey friends, I'm Casey Rackham.
And I'm Shyla Watson. Welcome to BuzzFeed Daily.
Oh, well, Shyla, I just want to get down right to it. Adam Driver, Adam Driver's acting resume just got a lot more interesting. He's currently starring in Annette with Marion Cotillard, the new movie musical premiering at this year's Cannes Film Festival. And apparently the film presented them with some unusual new acting challenges. Cotillard said in an interview for the film's press that Adam not only had to simulate cunnilingus on her, he had to do so while singing. The vocals in most movie musicals are recorded separately and added in post, but the director wanted everything sung live.
I honestly don't know what to say about that.
I don't know what Annette is about, and I don't care. I'm gonna go
like,
see this.
Can they just play this one scene? Like, I'm so curious.
I am interested to know like what the direction behind that scene is, what the plot is behind that scene, why we're singing into a vagina. I just want to know. And yeah,
I mean maybe we should always be singing into vaginas. Maybe that should just be the norm.
That's fair.
But don't knock it till you try it. There we go. I guess. Gotta take pointers from Adam. Learn what he's doing. I don't know.
Also, I didn't know he could sing. Did you know he could sing?
I think I did know that he could sing. I feel like he's full of hidden talents. But,
yeah, that's true.
Oops. But I don't know. Like, is this something we're supposed to watch? Is this something we're supposed to hear? Like, I feel like my senses would be
overloaded. It's something we're supposed to experience, okay? In 3D.
Okay. All right, so moving on. Victoria's Secret model Bridget Malcolm is speaking out about trauma she endured in the modeling industry. Here's some of what Bridget had to say in a recent Instagram video.
I've been groomed by a much older man. I've been sexually assaulted multiple times. I've been told to do cocaine to lose weight by my agent.
Bridget added that she had also been told to have lots of sex to lose weight. She went on to talk about how she developed PTSD, anorexia, anxiety, depression, and had issues with drinking, drugs, and gender identity all before she was 18. She said that while she continued to struggle with panic attacks and suicidal ideations, she's now more than 2 years sober and 4 years in recovery from an eating disorder. Bridget says she finally feels solid enough to talk about her past and hopes to help foster change in the modeling world.
Oh, I mean, that's just absolutely awful to hear. And what I think like what is so upsetting to me is that, you know, we're just hearing about it now. You know, when you're young and you're being told what to do like this, and this is what you have to do to make it. I mean, and if there's no one there to protect you, this is going to happen. And it's truly disgusting and awful.
Yeah, it's just, I feel like over the years, we've been hearing more and more about how toxic the modeling industry is. And while we've had some strides recently, like stories like this coming out just goes to show like how toxic it really is, has been, probably still is. I'm happy that she is improving and she's doing well, it seems, but that's so many things to deal with at one time. And you're so young, who knows what her support system was like? And who knows how many other models there are out there who have experienced exactly. Well, you know, moving on, as the world keeps opening back up, people are actually considering getting on a plane again. But just as we're about to finally take to the skies, we're met with an unprecedented rise of unruly passengers who are ready to join us for the ride.
With bad behavior from air travelers reaching new heights, experts are concerned things are only going to get worse this summer. Flight attendants told BuzzFeed all about the wildest things they've had to deal with in the wake of the pandemic, and our own David Mack joins us now with what you may run into the next time you board an airplane. Hi, David. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, good to be back.
So, you know, talk to us first about this wild rise of disruptive behavior. What do the official reports from the FAA tell us about how things have clearly changed? Like, what do the facts say?
So I think everybody forgot how to be a human being in the pandemic, right? Like they forgot basic civility and manners. So like there's been fights over armrests and all that stuff. But also obviously everybody is absolutely wilding, as you know, when you like go outside and you see the bars and whatnot, right? And that includes on the planes, right? There's been reports of kind of drunken passengers on planes, and at least two airlines have sort of delayed these plans to start selling alcohol on board because everybody's such a mess.
Ruining it for all of us.
Yeah, that's exactly. Not a flight I want to be on.
Look, I definitely take double gin and tonics on a plane, but I can't on at the moment. So yeah, there's basically been this like big increase in disruptive behavior in recent months, and the FAA has received more than 2,500 reports of unruly passengers. But look, most of those are sort of a lot of people kind of refusing to comply with mask mandates. So it's not everybody fighting on planes. But of course, you know, you have to fly under federal law with a mask. You have to be in, if you're in an airport, you've got to be wearing a mask. And so there's been a lot of reports of people kind of flouting that and getting into trouble. But then there've been some serious ones too. There was a woman that was arrested for punching a Southwest flight attendant in the face and knocking out her teeth. Like, yeah, some crazy stuff. And the international president for the Association of Flight Attendants, she said in May that her workers have just never seen anything like this before. They've never seen it so bad, in her words.
Not that it matters, but do you know why that woman punched the flight attendant? Is
I
that
believe
available
alcohol
in the record?
Was involved again.
Okay, so yes. Okay, that makes sense why they're banning the alcohol then.
Yes.
Okay. Leading to actual violence.
That's
so
right.
You know, but like there are also unofficial reports. And I think you just touched on this. We're seeing people on the front line dealing with unruly passengers. So, I mean, what are we seeing like on Twitter and Instagram, like these videos that people are sharing of, you know, their flights and like what people are getting into? Is there anything in particular, like a trend that you've noticed, minus the alcohol?
I think a lot of it, a lot of stuff that I saw was just like little things about like fights over armrests kind of spiraling out of control. There was a TikTok I saw the other day of someone flying and they were filming themselves as the person behind them had their bare foot up on the armrest.
No, absolutely
between
not.
The two. Like, I don't understand what happened to people in the pandemic. Like, who would think that that would be an acceptable way to fly? I'm sorry, no.
That is so truly awful. No, I think it's what you said at the beginning, that people have forgotten how to be. That's
yeah,
it.
Plus, like,
exactly.
That's still germy. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, I'm sorry, if I have to wear socks in my Pilates class because of COVID, you need to keep your socks on in the plane.
Right, like, that was never acceptable. Well, no.
There was a great TikTok from, like, last month that I saw of, like, you know when the plane lands and those people that, like, stand up right away as soon as the plane lands, yeah. Right? This was a woman that was, like, calling for a flight attendant literally as the plane was landing. I'm talking like the plane has like touched down, like it's still like screeching to a halt, and she's ringing the bell and the flight attendants are like, we can't get up right now, the plane is landing. And she's like, well, my son's pissing all over your floor, it's not my plane.
Oh,
it's
no.
Yours. Like, what? It's disgusting. Yes.
Wow.
Okay. So, David, do you think this is the result of an overall sense of desperation passengers are feeling after a year of quarantine? I mean, were these airline workers able to share anything about why they think this has gone so out of hand?
So I will say that like the airline industry, like a lot of industries in this country right now, is struggling to fill positions again right now. So there's a lot of flights that have been affected by this. Many flights have been canceled, and delays and things like that, because they had to basically like reorganize their entire industry last year. A lot of people left the industry. And as a result, they've been struggling to kind of fill these roles. But basically, like the people that I was speaking to, I mean, yes, things aren't particularly bad right now, but they were just basically sharing stories of just how bad it's been for a long time with certain travelers. I think it's pretty clear that there are certain people in the air that you don't want to be seated next to, shall we say.
Gosh. All right. Well, we'll be right back. We've got more with BuzzFeed's David Mack on the disruptive air travelers making us think twice about flying in 2021.
Welcome back. We're talking with BuzzFeed's David Mack about the rise of unruly travelers taking to the skies. So, you know, as summer travel season peaks and as more international flights return, and as you mentioned, less people working on these flights, is there concern that this trend is only just getting started?
I mean, I think that's pretty clear that, like, the, you know, we've seen, hopefully people sort of remember how to fly and remember their manners as time goes on. But yeah, look, summer is obviously a busy peak time for travel, let alone as we head into something like Thanksgiving or something like that. That's going to be obviously the first Thanksgiving in 2 years that people have been able to travel or been encouraged, you know, freely to go and visit family like that. So that's a peak holiday time that's coming up as well. I guess it'll be interesting to see the mask mandate policy and how long that stays in effect, right? This is a Biden administration initiative. They're keeping that in place right now, even as places like bars and restaurants and things like that take away their mask mandates. You still have to wear one on a plane. And obviously that's causing a lot of fights. As I said, most of the reports of unruly passengers have been because of mask mandates. So I guess in many ways, it's out of the hands of the airlines and it depends on the pandemic as a whole, but definitely, yeah, one to watch.
Well, I mean, just going off of that, you know, COVID-related restrictions have been a really big point of contention. But, you know, as things do start to ease up, do you think that that could potentially help matters? Or, I mean, were you able to get a sense from these airline workers, like, about what they would like to see happen or improvements that would help them?
I think obviously once the pandemic kind of continues to decline, everybody will hopefully chill out a lot more. I think that can go without saying. But definitely one thing I heard from a lot of the flight attendants that we heard from was just people, they want you to remember that they're human beings. They're just doing their job. And if you wouldn't speak to, you know, another service worker, let's say someone working in hospitality in a restaurant, if you wouldn't speak to a waiter like that, what makes you think it's okay to speak to a flight attendant like that? Travel is obviously stressful. It's stressful at the best of times. It's especially stressful in a pandemic. But let's try to remember that you're dealing with human beings here.
Okay, so David, I just need to know, how do you personally feel about flying right now? Have you been on a plane?
I had to fly last year November, but I haven't been on a plane since. That was my one flight in the last year and a half. I went to Atlanta for a travel thing that I needed to do, but that was it. And I am someone that usually flies a lot. I usually go home to Australia, you know, when I can. I can't do that right now. I'm not allowed to go home to Australia. And I certainly miss that. But yeah, I guess I'm not like scared of flying, but the idea does definitely stress me out. That kind of return to the stress of travel, let alone all this chaos that's happening right now.
It seems like, you know, they've put protections in place, and with the mask mandates, that isn't as much the issue as now human beings being human beings are the issue. So after everything that you've read and you learned, what do you suggest we do physically and mentally to prepare for a flight?
Pre-game at home, because you can't, you can't drink on the planes. No. Look, whatever you need to do.
We can still bring flasks, right?
You may not.
Well, no, you can't. We can't get liquids through security.
Yeah, Charlotte, what are you? Right. There's like a small amount, though. Okay.
Charlotte has definitely brought a flask. That's what we're hearing in this conversation.
She's traveling with like a little champagne, a shampoo bottle of alcohol.
Whatever works. Whatever I need to get through.
I think, look, all you got to do is focus for me on what's on the other side of that journey, right? We're seeing so many wonderful videos right now, people reuniting with family, flying across the country to see people they haven't seen in a long time, whether that be family or friends, whether that be going to sit in a resort in Hawaii or whatever you're going to do. Try to focus on the end result and, you know, be mindful, as I said, of the people that not only that are working on the plane, but that are sitting next to you and who don't want your bare feet on their Uranus.
Oh, gosh, no. Yeah. Okay, well, that's all very good advice, very positive, which is not where my mind is with flying right now. But thank you so much for joining us today.
See you guys in the airport bar, I guess.
All right, that's it for today. Come back and join us tomorrow.
And remember, if you're on a plane, use your brain and don't be a dick.
Be sure to subscribe to BuzzFeed Daily on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you go for your sound stories.
And please take the time to leave us a rating and a review. It helps us figure out what you like about the show versus what you love about the show. And remember to come back for more of what you love about BuzzFeed coming to you daily.